You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back. We're here with Tarik Maddox. Tat, thanks for coming to the show today, man.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Proud to be here.
All right, it's great to have you in the studio. Really excited to hear what you got to say. Give me Tat's tips for this week.
All right, Tat's tips for this week on staying in shape for the summer, guys. Listen up. It's going to be very important that you guys follow these tips as closely as possible. All right? You can work out anywhere and anytime walking. You want to start off with some brisk walking during the summer. Number two, make sure you're keeping yourself well hydrated every 20 minutes during the summertime. The heat out there can get very hot, so you got to keep those muscles hydrated.
So it's okay for people then to work out during the middle of the day? Should they stay in the shade? Should they avoid like 11 to 3? What do you think, T?
This is the key. In the morning time, you should have your more intense workouts in the morning where the temperature outside is kind of cool. And in the hot part of the day, which is when the sun comes out after 4 or 5, you want to have those easier workouts during the more heated parts of the day.
So when people are hydrating, T, should they use like Gatorade, Powerade, one of those drinks? Should they dilute it? Should they use just water? Should they make some kind of custom mixture? And here's my favorite. How about pickle juice?
Oh, pickle juice is high in sodium to keep the cramps away. That's one of the theories out there. But I think a simple Gatorade or Powerade would do, something with electrolytes in it and the sodium contents to keep you from cramping. Like I said, you want to keep yourself hydrated every 20 minutes. Obviously, you're going to need water. You can mix it however you want to do it, but you have to stay hydrated.
So you said walking. Is walking enough to get me rocking and rolling? Is that like a warm-up, or is that like a whole exercise?
Even if you're very fit, like yourself, Jim, or myself.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, you can almost see the belt now. My belly is receding again.
You can burn anywhere from 500 calories with a nice, strong walk, no matter how fit you are. You know, a 30 to 45-minute walk is all you need.
Yeah, I love it. I walk 30, 35 minutes. I try to crank my Fitbit up. I try to do 10,000 quote-unquote steps a day, and it really does help me out. So, T, we're talking about getting fit and in shape for the summer. What other things besides hydrating and starting out with a good walk?
You're going to need that family support, family and friends support. I know working out sometimes can be very demanding, challenging mentally, physically, and emotionally. So you're going to need some sort of support to keep yourself going and motivated.
So is this the way you talk to the pro athlete clients there, your Hall of Famer Frank Gore and your buddy, the top running back for the Dolphins, Lamar Miller?
Yes, sir. I mean, they need it as well. They're very motivated, obviously, to making it to that level, but they need support as well. You know, they always text family and friends just for advice, and, you know, those guys can also use the support as well.
So we've talked about drinking, we've talked about walking and warming up. Is there a third tip you can give us for a summer workout?
Yeah, and obviously with all the working out and the heat, you definitely want to have your meals in place. So eating 5 to 6 small meals a day to keep yourself well nourished.
All day, so little meals all day long is really the way to go, even though most people don't have the ability to do that. What if they can't do 5 meals a day?
Well, guess what? You got to break them up. You got to start practicing. You got to get into a good habit of making pre-making your meals before your workout, maybe doing it before the week starts or however you want to get ready.
Oh, man, because, you know, I usually eat I use that green drink that Victor Franks taught me way back when, the perfect food, and then at lunch I don't eat too heavy. And then usually Vivian serves me that perfect dinner with a starch, a vegetable, and a protein. And then after that, I just go hog wild for the cakes and snacks for a few minutes. I'm just kidding. After that, I usually have some fresh fruit, some berries, some pineapple for vitamin B.
Awesome.
She really keeps me good. So I look this good because my wife makes sure I'm doing good from the inside out.
She's a very smart lady. She has you covered in all four corners with your fruits, your veggies, and all that good stuff, Jim. So.
Yeah, protein is important too, right?
Very important for your muscle recovery and also keeps you from being too sore the very next day. So you're going to need that protein source as well.
Now, Tat, Tarik, if people want to, I called you Tat, your nickname. If people want to see you, meet you, work out with you in person, I know you really don't have that many openings. You have to squeeze me in a lot of times on Saturday. How do they reach you, man? And go slow because there's Jets fans listening.
Always reach me at Tarik Maddox on my Twitter. You can follow me on IG at Tarik Maddox as well, or you can shoot me an email at TarikMaddox@yahoo.com.
Well, Tarik, I really appreciate it. There, I'm calling you your nickname again.
Hey, Jim, hey.
We're close. I know. I love you, man. You're the best. Having a good coach is what it's all about. Thanks so much to Tarek Maddox, trainer of the NFL stars and South Florida's best athletes. We'll be want to thank you so much, Tarek, for being here in the studio again with us all this time.
Very welcome, Jim. Anytime for you, man.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.